Here we go. Okay. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Zotte Heilige Gemara. Ki Avu Miftere Rabbanon Mibbei Rabbi Ami. When the Rabbanon used to take leave of each other from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Ami, the Amri La Mibbei Rabbi Chanina, some say from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina, Amri Lehachi, they would say to him as follows. Olam Chatira Bechayecha, you should see your world during your lifetime, which Rashi explains means that all of your needs should be met. And your end should be to eternal life. I'm sorry, l'chay ha'olam haba. Right, your end should be to eternal life of olam haba. V'sikvascha l'dor dorim. Your hope should be for generations. Libcha yehaget tevuna. Your heart should think in wisdom. Picha yidaber chachmos. Your mouth should speak with wisdom. Ulashoncha yarchi shrinados. Your tongue should verbalize, your tongue should sing out praises. Afapecha yaishiru negdecha, your eyelids should be straight. Rashi says that they should understand, your eyes should help you understand the Torah properly. Einecha yairu b'me'or Torah, your eyes should be enlightened by the light of the Torah. Upanecha yasiru kezor rakia, and your face should shine like the sky. Sifsosecha yabiu das, your lips should speak knowledge. V'chil yosecha ta'alozna meisharim, and your kidneys should sing out, with straight praises. Ufa'amecha yarutzu lishmo divrei atik yomin, and your feet should run to hear the words of the Ribono Shel Olam. Atik yomin is referring to the Ribono Shel Olam. Kavu miftere rabbanon mibei rav chista v'yamri lo mibei rav shmo bar nachmoni, when they used to take leave of rav chista or rav shmo bar nachmoni. Amru lehachi, they would say to him as follows. Alufeinu mesubalim. Okay, and we're going to see what that means. They would say these two words, alufeinu mesubalim, which is from a pasuk in Tehillim. And let's see what it means. Alufeinu mesubalim, Rabbi Shmuel, Machlok is Rabbi Shmuel, Yamri lo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. Chad Amar, alufeinu batorah, alufeinu, aluf is like is a soldier. Right? Even in the, isn't it a word in the modern day army? No? Aluf?
Yeah?
Aluf is like a, it's like a, it's like some sort of an officer. Officer, I think. Okay? So alufeinu batorah, you are officers in Torah. Misubalim is from the language of carrying, and you're carrying. Rashi, if you look on the bottom in the Lashon Chachamim, he says misubalim teunim emasa kove, and you're carrying misubalim b'mitzvos. That's one approach. V'chad amar alufeinu batorah u'b'mitzvos, u'misubalim b'yisurim. The others say no. It means that you're officers of Torah and mitzvos, and you're carrying yisurim. Okay, now the end of that pasuk in Tehillim is Ein Peretz. So now we darsh in those words. Ein Peretz, what does it mean, Ein Peretz? Shalotehe siyasenu kisiyaso shaldor shaldavid, I'm sorry, shiyasim imno achitofa. That those that come out from us should not be like those that came out of David. Who came out of David? Achitofa, who was not such a great guy. Not only that, then the pasuk continues, Ve'ein yotzeis. Okay, so what's that a reference to? That those who come out from us should not be like those who come out of Shaul, who had a doeg ha'adomi. And then the pasuk continues, ve'ein tzevacha birchovo seinu. So says the Gemara, ve'ein tzevacha shalotesi asenu kisiyaso shal Elisha, shiyatsu mimenu gechazi. Right, gechazi came out of Elisha. And then the final word, Berachov Oseinu, Shelo Yehelanu Ben O Talmid Shemakdiach Tavshilo Berabim. That there shouldn't be any Ben or Talmid that literally what this means is that they burn their dish in public. Okay, and what this means is that they basically go off the derech and are and cause others to sin. Okay, Zakti Gemara Vayter, another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Shimu Eli Abire Lev Harachoki Mitzdaka. So it's another machlokas Rav and Shmuel about this pasuk. That's why we're bringing it. Shimu Eli, listen to me, Abire Lev, the strong-hearted, Harachoki Mitzdaka, who are very distant from tzedaka. So what's this referring to? Rav Shmuel V'yamrila Rabbi Yochanan V'Rabbi Elazar Chara Mar Kol Olam Kulo Nizonin Mitzdaka V'Heim Nizonin Bizroa. So everyone agrees this is referring to the tzaddikim. But the way they interpret the pasuk, according to one opinion, is that the entire world is nizonin bitzdaka. The entire world is provided for by Hashem's tzedakah and not based on their own schus. Vehemi doni, but meaning tzaddikim are nizonin bizroa. They are sustained by their own strength. What does it mean by their own strength? As Rashi says, from by their own zuchusim. Okay, and that's what it means that they are rechokim mitzdakah, that they are distant from the tzedakah of Hashem because they're sustained based on their own zuchusim. That's one approach. V'chad amar kol olam kulo nizonin bizchusam, that the entire world is provided for bizchus the tzaddikim. V'heim afilu bizchus atman ein nizonin, but they are not even provided for based on their own zuchusim. So that's a rechokim mitzdaka. Tzedakah really is a reference to their zuchusim. So the entire world is provided for based on their zuchusim, but tzaddikim are not even provided for even with their own zuchusim. Okay, meaning they have a hard time making a living. Kedrav Yehuda Marav, the Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis, mehar chorei ve'omeres, kol ha'olam kulo nizonin b'shvil chanina b'ni. Right, a bas kol used to come out and used to say that the entire world is provided for because of chanina, referring to chanina ben Dosa, chanina my son. V'chanina b'ni, dai lo b'kav charuvin me'yarev Shabbos li'yarev Shabbos. But for him himself, Chanina, he doesn't need that much, right? He doesn't have a lot of money. He just has a kav worth of charuvin of caribs from Buxter, from one Erev Shabbos to the other, and that's enough for him. That's how he lives. Okay, and that's this interpretation disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Pliga de Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, man abirei lev. What does the pasuk mean when it says abirei lev, the strong-hearted? Who are we referring to? So he says it's referring to Guvai Tipshai. It's referring to the Guvai. Guvai was a, Rashi says, was the name of a nation that lived in Iraq, Bavel, and they were foolish. It was a foolish nation. They were Rishayim. Amar Rav Yosef, Teida, I'll prove it to you. Taloi Gayer Giora Minayu. Not one of them converted, right? Even though they had a lot of exposure to the Jews, not one of them converted. So that's why we're calling them foolish. I'm sorry, that's also why we're calling them Abirei Lev. I'm sorry, that they're strong-hearted, meaning that they're stubborn, and they won't convert, even though they see something else that's good. Who he says that the people from Machasya are also Abirei Lev. Why? Because they see Kavod HaTorah twice a year. Rashi explains that they used to come in Adar and in Elul. For the big drushas, like the Shabbos Hagadol drusha, the Shabbos Shuvah drusha, they would come before the Yomim Tovim to hear words of Torah. So many people used to come and study Torah in Masa Mechasya, and they saw this Kavod HaTorah. V'loka Megarik Yiruminayu, and not one of them converted. So they're very stubborn, they're very strong hearted that they see all this Kavod HaTorah and that they don't convert. You have a question? Okay. So the Mishnah said that a chassan, even though he's put to the first night from saying Kriyashma, if he wants to say he can, and Rama Gamliel disagreed, he said not everybody who wants to say the name of Hashem in the context of Shema can do so. Zakti Gemara, Lememra, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chayishli Yuara, Rabbanon, Lo Chayishli Yuara. Do you mean to tell me that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is worried about Yuara? And that's why he says that a chassan, his putter, should not say Kriyashma because it's arrogant. And the Rabbanon are not concerned with Yuara. They say, no, anybody can say Kriyashma. But we have just the opposite teaching. The Tanan Mishnah teaches us. So the different minhagim about doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. Some places have the minhag to do malacha. Some places have the minhag not to do malacha. So the Mishnah says, whatever your minhag is, that's what you should do in that place. V'chol makom talmidei chachamim b'telim. But the Rabbanon say that wherever you live, no matter what the minhag is, Talmidei Chachamim should not work on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, La'olam Yaseh Kol Adam Es Atzmo Ki Talmid Chacham. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in this regard, everyone should try to be like a Talmid Chacham, meaning nobody should work. So even if you live in a place that the minhag is to work, you should try not to work, just like the Talmidei Chachamim don't work. So you see from here, the Rabban Gamliel is not concerned with Yuara. He's telling everyone that they should act like Talmidei Chachamim and not work, even though the minhag in this place is everybody works. Right? Try to be a Talmid Chacham and don't work. Or act like a Talmid Chacham and don't work. And the Rabbanim seem to say not like that because of Yuara. right? Talmidei Chachamim, actual Talmidei Chachamim, don't work. But if you're a regular balabas, then if the minhag is to work, then you should work. So the Gemara says, Kasha de Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, Kasha de Rav Shimon Gamliel ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we have a Kasha both ways. It's a steer on both accounts. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlevis Ashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, just flip around the Shita. It's not clear which one, but flip around, maybe, you know, maybe either or, but flip around the Shita. Okay. Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi Omar, Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi says, Leolam lo tachlif. You don't have to flip it. The Rabbanan lo kasha. It's not a stira in the Rabbanan. Why? Kriyashma kevan the kuliyamaka karu viyunami karu lo michse ki yuara. The Rabbanan, even though they are worried about yuara, they feel that in the context of kriyashma, it is not yuara for the chasan to say kriyashma. Why? Because the gantzavelt is saying kriyashma. Everybody's saying kriyashma tonight, right? It's just that this guy's he's getting married, so he doesn't have to. But if he wants to, he can. But he's just being like everyone else. That's not Yuara. If you blend in with everyone else, that's not Yuara. Okay? Hacha, and also, by the way, it's not like all the Chassanim are all together. Like if all the Chassanim were together in one big hall, you know, every night, all the weddings happened in the same place, so then it would be maybe Yuara for like one Chassan, you know, to say Kriyashma. But here, each guy is by himself, and everybody else around him is saying Kriyashma. It's not Yuara to say Kriyashma. Hacha came into Kuliyama Avdi Malacha, Viuloka Avin Mikse Kiyuara. But when it comes to Malacha and Tishbav, if you live in a place where all the Balabatim in that city are doing Malacha, and you're a Balabas, not a Talmud Chacham, and you don't, and you refrain from Malacha, that's Yuara. So that's the Chachamim Shita. What about Rishim and Gamliel? The Rishim and Gamliel, the Rishim and Gamliel, Lokasha, Hasam, Bekavana Talya Milsa. When it comes to Kriya Shema, says Rishim and Gamliel, there's nothing to do with Yuara. When it comes to Kriya Shema, it's totally on Kavana. Right? You have to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So it's totally on Kavana. Ve'anan Sadei de'lo matzi l'chav ne'dayte. So we're telling you that it's impossible for a Chassan to have Kavana. So don't say Kriya Shema if you can't have Kavana. Right? Nothing to do with you or other. Aval hacha haroa omer melacha hu de'ein lo. But here, when it comes to Malacha and Tisha B'Av, what, you think every guy who's not working is being a Talmud Chacham? No, maybe they just think he doesn't have a job. He's unemployed. Puk chazi, kama badlona, yika b'shuka. Right? Go out into the shuk and see how many people are walking around, how many people don't work. Right? So it's just because you're not working doesn't mean that you're a Talmud Chacham. Hajun ala chayim korei. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Yeah.